conference committee, this is official, this is like real legislation. Conference committee to order, present to Representative Coghill, Senator Terrio, Representative Bundy, myself, Senator
Phillips.
I was going to say Pierce, it's one of those P words. Representative Davies. Our subject today is our charge has been to reach agreement on HB 13. Discussions we've had will require an amendment. That is not possible without a conference committee with limited powers of free conference, because we were going to add an amendment. Randy and I have talked with Tam, and we can ask for limited powers of free conference, make our agreement pending those, the granting of those powers, and then possibly have just this one meeting, if that would be acceptable to the committee. And you have your packet in front of you, what was brought up was the concern about adding the term, or the words, on page 2, line 29, following tax zone, insert that exceeds the amount that would have otherwise been levied. And what it means is that the differential taxes would stay within the zone where they were levied. Is that clear to the committee? It's certainly acceptable to Randy and I.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If the intent, the intent is that the taxes generated borough-wide are accounted for. On top of that, you have your service area. They have a mill rate that's service area-wide that's accounted for separately. And now the differential zone would be one more box on top of that stack, and you're just accounting for that differential tax zone separately. This is wording that Tam Cook suggested to get there.
Right. And the money that's raised in a service area that is beyond the basic rate then gets to stay in that service area, is not used anywhere else.
In that differential zone.
Yeah. Any questions?
Let's have the Fairbanks make the motion.
Okay. And might I suggest that we move to ask for limited powers of free conference to address this amendment, and then contingent upon the granting of those powers, we accept this amendment. Would you care to make that motion?
I would rather have the Fairbanks.
Oh, Fairbanks. I'm sorry. That's right. Sir. Eagle River's only part.
Right. Distant cousins.
Mr. Chairman. So you want a motion to
ask for limited powers of free conference, contingent upon the granting of those powers, we would then adopt this amended language.
Okay, so moved.
And the purpose of it is we're trying to avoid having two meetings and being very difficult.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing a no objection. This is what we have then adopted that motion. What I'd like to do, just to have belts and suspenders here, we have one form that we can sign that will take care of asking for the limited power and then the contingency. I also have two separate forms, one asking and one then adopting what we've done. In the event we need the separate forms, I'd like to sign all three. I think we can do it with one, but in the event we need the separate forms, we've got them. Save you guys another
meeting. 7:40, 7 o'clock meeting.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, would you make sure that all the members of this committee get copies of these?
Yes,
absolutely. All, you know, that is signed and everything.
Well, there are copies there. I'm sorry.
Signed copies for each.
Yeah, but there's additional.
Oh, are we supposed to sign both of these?
All. And then I will get your individual copies.
John, better give me that back.
Yep. I didn't see it. Yeah.
Treat it again.
Right.
Take this many signatures.
Unless you get into the mortgage, if you get a mortgage, you like 39 signatures.
Yeah.
Coming your way, Jim.
And if there's no further business, without objection, we'll stand adjourned. And thank you for
your
early morning call.
Bring it to him.
Yeah. Okay. And then.